The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Ben. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. On the big show tonight at 10 o'clock, Phone Calls is going to be playing live in studio. Stick around for that. It is not to be missed. So, I am going to talk a bit about what's happening next week. Next week is the big Shindig Finals. Shindig, CITR Battle of the Bands, going on for 25 years.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday night, big finals. This time around, we have four bands in the finals. I'm not really trying to explain to you. I'm not going to try to explain why that happened. Basically, there was a tie last week, so two of the bands are bands. So the bands going in to Shindig are half Chinese. Bleak, you care very much. Come on now. Are you coming out to Shindig?
I'm coming out! It's my coming out.
You should come out to Shindig. Kidnap Kids, Half Chinese, Pro Nails, Hidden Towers. That is what's on the bill on Tuesday night at the Railway Club. Tons of fun. Good fun for the whole family that is over 19 or over that can get into a bar. So what I'm going to do is to play you some bands that has played Shindig. And also, well, there's another thing that happened is Discorder came up with the top 50 local bands of the decade list. That is a list that came out. A lot of people are talking about it.
Makes no sense.
Okay. As some people disagree with it, possibly. Did you really?
What?
The list, the top.
It doesn't make sense to me. I have no idea.
Okay.
Who thought that one?
All right. That some people say that, so I'll let you decide for yourself. You're definitely one. Okay.
Destroying your show.
Yeah. No, it's all right. Enjoy your videotapes. Alrighty. See you later, Blake.
Thanks to my stalkers.
Yeah. Exquisite Corpse, host of Exquisite Corpse. Blake just left the building and left me alone. Good. Okay. I'm not going to talk more about it. This band, they played in Shindig. They're also listed as one of the top 50 bands of this last decade. They are the second place band in Shindig 2003, and they are called They Shoot Horses, Don't They? And this is one of the older songs. It's one of the songs they played at Shindig. This is called Sad Sack. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
that was Black Rice off the album Contact. They were in Shindig back in the days. In the year 2002, they won. They won the entire thing. That year, Black Rice defeated My Project Blue, which is one of the bands on the top 50 bands of the decade list on CITR's Discord magazine. And they also beat, in third place, a band called The Stunts. Before Black Rice, I played a band called The Cinch from Vancouver. They won Shindig back in the year 2000, winner of The Cinch, beating out Nicely Nicely and Operation Makeout. The thing about The Cinch is, well, they're no longer around, don't play any shows anymore. The band that beat out Nicely Nicely feature Josh Neatlands from the band They Shoot Horses Don't They, which I started off the set with. I played a song from They Shoot Horses Don't They called Sat Sack. They Shoot Horses Don't They would come back, well, and win Shindig. Well, no, they didn't win Shindig. They were second place in Shindig 2003. You're listening to CITR Radio, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. On the big show tonight, phone calls, 10 o'clock. That's in about half an hour's time. Stick around for that. Until then, I'm going to play more music. Next Tuesday night is a big Shindig finals with Kidnap Kids, Half Chinese, Pro Nails, and Hidden Towers at the Railway Club. Starts at 9 o'clock. Check that out. So because of that, I'm going to play you a lot of bands that played in Shindig back in the days. My next band that I'm going to play is a band that got beat out by Black Rice as well. They did not make it to the finals. They went to the semifinals. They're a really good band. They were also in the Discorder 50 Greatest Band of the Decade list. They are rated number 26, I believe. This is Kids These Days on CITR.
Yeah. This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Nobody knows what to do.
That was a band called Fun 100. Second place in Shindig 2005, beating out Romance. Well, sorry, beating out The Weather, which is a band I played before that, and losing to Romance. I don't know what happened to Romance now. The Weather has since also broken up, but and Fun 100 did as well. All these bands breaking up. What's going on? Maybe there's a Shindig curse. Although I seem to be just playing all these bands that's broken up. Oh well. You are listening to Live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Let me tell you what else I played on the set. I started off the set with some Kids These Days from the album All These Interruptions. Intoxicated is the name of the song. And after that, I played some Trail versus Russia of the album, The Anvil E4 is the name of the song. Trail versus Russia is a band that was in Shindig in 2001. They went to the semis, but lost to the Cinch, who eventually won the whole thing. Trail versus Russia, I talked to Steve from the band. Apparently all the members are in town, so there's a good chance that they might resurrect from the dead and play a show for you one of these days. So that's look out for that if you are a fan of Trail versus Russia. So at 10 o'clock, phone calls. I'm going to be playing live on this program, live in our studio. Stick around for that. It's going to be a lot of fun, not to be missed. I'm going to continue now with more music, mostly bands that played in Shindig before, because next Tuesday night is a big Shindig finals with Kidnap Kids, Half Chinese, Pro Nails, and Hidden Towers. The band I'm going to play right now is sort of a joke band, I would say. They are called Rockin'. They do arena rock, but usually they play at places like the Railway, and back in the old days like the Pick, and the Marine Club, and the back of like bookstores. So it's very interesting to see that in kind of a small place. Anyways, this is Rockin', one of the bands in Shindig, one of the funner bands to see back in Shindig. What? 2006, I believe, that's when they play Rockin'. This is a song called Rockin' Tonight.
CITR is super popular. We've partnered with great local businesses to bring all our friends discounts in their communities. Say you like to kick it in kits. Show your friends of CITR card at Canterbury Tales Secondhand Books, Rufus's Guitar Shop, Prussian Music, The Eatery, Grindhouse Video, Fresh's Best Salsa & Co., Roy Shoes Limited, Vaz Boutique, Sage Natural Wellness, Gumdrops, Spank Shoes, Banyan Books, and the UBC Bike Kitchen, and save. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Well, I want to be your old lover. I want to be your man. I want you to understand.
CITR Podcast Update number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
We'll be right back.
That was some Basement Suites off the album Falls Apart. Don't Turn Us In Now is the name of the song. They played in Shindig back in the year 2002. And they lasted for another about 4 or 5 years until they disbanded because the bass player moved to Japan. And she just had a kid. Congratulations, Daphne. Has a child. I forgot the name of the kid. No, it's like Fiona, I think it's the name of the kid. I just saw it on Facebook. Good old Facebook. I'm here now with Mr. Peter Strico?
I don't have Strico.
Is it what is your last name?
I do like to Strico.
Strico?
Fieldo.
Peter, last known.
I don't have any headphones.
Because we're out. Sorry, man. You don't need them. You're not really on. It's fun. You can pretend. You don't want to hear your own voice anyways.
Yeah, well, that's true.
We don't have a weird station that's lacking in headphones. That's why we did the fun drive last week.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. How did that go?
That went all right. We got around $25,000. That's not too bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Congratulations.
So, Peter, I was just saying, last known as a member of I/I. Was it? I don't know. Did you not want to talk about that at all?
You make me sound like a criminal.
Last known
whereabouts.
Last known whereabouts.
No fixed address.
And,
Yes. Oh, no, I was in a shipyard, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, whoops.
And also...
Whoops. Oh, yeah, right. I forgot about that.
How dare you?
Yeah.
I'm sure that the SafeAmp crew will be up in arms against you. Here on in. just joking, everyone. I can't hear my own voice. I feel like I'm talking to myself.
It is? Yeah, you probably want to do it like I do instead.
Oh, like that?
Okay. Yeah.
And then I'll hear my voice.
Yeah,
right?
Well, and then you'll sound a lot better.
Because if I position the microphone just so, I won't be able to see your
yeah, it's that's absolutely what we want to do.
It's kind of like how I do my job.
Yeah.
I don't get to see facial cues. So
Now you sound great. No, awesome.
Yeah, no, I was in shipyards for
a little
6
bit.
Months there. Yeah,
until you got sick of it.
No, I didn't get. Well, I mean, there were some reasons, but it's neither here nor there.
Are you playing any?
The last project I was in was Japanese Graffiti. We played one show and then disbanded shortly thereafter.
All right.
So,
and what are you concentrating on now, musically? I don't know.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing except for enjoying my friend's creative output.
Awesome. You bought some records, except I don't have them. You just came in, and I don't have them load up at all.
I was here an hour ago. Come on.
Yeah, but I didn't. You know what? I can do this if you can talk about which one should I play.
Well, that depends. I mean, these are both not only CITR debuts and Vancouver debuts. My apologies to CJSF, my alma mater, first love.
Stuff fell out.
Oh, wow.
Let's talk about, why don't you talk about No Gold?
This is about this record or about...
Well, just about how long it took them to record anything.
Oh, no, they recorded that close to 2 years ago.
Oh.
But then it was in the process of pre-mastering and mixing and et cetera, et cetera. They actually built a studio in a family member's backyard, and I gathered that it had something to do with that, and they wanted to mix it in their own studio. It was recorded by Jordan Koop,
right?
From Fader Master Studios. He was also on his own before that. He's also the drummer in the venerable Twin Crystals, and it just took them a while to, you know, make it what it is. It's a brilliant sounding record, and it's also taken a little while to produce and get everything ready and together. But I think it's a beautiful package, and it's their first real output, at least as No Gold. They had a CDR as Yukon, as they were formerly known as, back when they toured North America for a while.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I think they toured North America about twice. A couple of years ago.
And, in a Subaru, at least. Maybe the last time.
I'm not sure about the make model.
Look at me. I stalked them for halfway through the country, and then...
you did?
Yeah, and then
one they went on with Thanksgiving or Carl Blau or whatever?
Carl Blau, I think. Yeah, Thanksgiving. I think that was one of them. I think they got... I think they bought a Subaru from somebody. I can't remember. Maybe from Sean Elby or something.
I don't know who that
something
like that.
Is that
true? That was the Sun Cruiser.
Okay. Oh, is it? Okay. Anyway.
Actually, Hot Loins went on a very short abbreviated tour in that Sun Cruiser.
Right.
And Sean and I rode shotgun with Sean down to Portland and back, and we renamed it a name that should probably not be repeated on this children's program.
So no goal. Rated by...
let's talk about Hot Loins. How about Babe Rainbow? Can't read. Former guitarist and singer of Hot Loins.
Former guitar. Yeah.
I can't wait to finally sell some Hot Loins records.
I can't wait till Warp. I have not seen Babe Rainbow yet. How's
I haven't. I actually haven't seen him either. I think he's only performed or DJed maybe two or three times. Yeah.
So, are you saying Hot Loins aren't going to come back? Although Sean's going on a trip.
Well, I'm in absolutely zero position to actually say so.
I know. No, we can start rumors and then they'll be forced to come back.
Oh, this is the rumor
show. Oh, yeah, it's true. They're going to come back.
I brought the wrong.
Fake
book.
We're doing a Discorder reunion show at some point in March.
Yeah.
And who's going to be playing? Oh, maybe 500, maybe Hot Loins. No.
In December.
Yeah, tomorrow. No. It's in March. No, I'm just naming bands that's going to, that's going to come back from the dead and play. Like the Cinch and
Wow.
I don't know.
I'd have to actually think about. Yeah, could you imagine what kind of a show you could put together?
But the thing is,
I was actually talking with Rose Melberg actually, and curious as to like maybe getting Gaze back.
Oh yeah,
that would be so.
But what happened to Miko's still in town? I don't know. Megan, I don't know.
Rose said she ran into Megan at
really
supermarket recently or something like that. Yeah, so
maybe. Oh, wait, we should.
And then while we're at it, birthday party, let's get the Beans back together again. I'm sorry, Beans.
Beans. Beans did not make the top 50 list of Vancouver.
Yeah.
But
don't get me started.
Don't get me started. Well, I mean, Hot Loins.
Those people were born.
No gold. No gold made the list. That's all I want to talk about. Yeah.
Shows how much I.
No gold was on the list. 40 something. Twin Crystals, you said, made the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's expected. But anyways.
How about Sheer and Pinks or Mutator?
Yes. Mutator is number 8.
What?
They were number 8.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of that.
Yeah. So you should be selling records like you can't believe. So Broadway to Boundary is the record label, the name.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who's in charge of it. Yeah. Some slacker.
All right.
I think he's always busy.
So I'm going to try to play this without queuing. That's going to be fantastic. Maybe we'll just keep playing.
Are you on the A side or the B side? Everybody loves the B side of this. Hot Bay is the B side, but I'm
going to play the A side because why would I play things that everybody loves?
Well, as Chuck D said, the B side wins again.
Okay.
Again.
Do you want me? Okay.
But you know what? Go for it.
B side? You want me?
It's one of those double A things, but I'm not like Phil Spector or anything.
Double A things.
You made double A. Well, play whatever you feel like.
Okay, whatever. We'll see.
I'm your guest.
Your guest. Well, let's try A side and we can come back and play B side. It's only two sides.
World premiere.
Yeah, world premiere of No Gold EP, if it works, without 7-inch toe queuing whatsoever. Apologize for this. Oh, you can hear the static.
It's spinning.
It's spinning. Oh.
Oh, this is the blank one.
This is the. Oh, here we go. Same.
Bye.